You have any idea how much he's worth, Kane?
He's rich. They all are. All the Arabs.
He's no ordinary Arab. He's a king.
So? How's your glass?
I mean, look at him. All around him like flies. The big ones behind the table are bodyguards.
Oh, I didn't think they were dancing girls.
And he owns this hotel. Did you know that?
Yeah, it was in the paper. Badgerman, what about your drink? It's not set at the bar.
Oh, no, I've had enough. Come on.
Yeah, me too. How much?
What? Him and there? The king? Kumana Bari?
How much is he worth?
Well, take a guess.
I wouldn't know where to start.
Look at it like this. His country pulls in $500 million a day.
His country?
And he owns the country.
How much is that?
In pounds?
Yeah.
A lot, like you said. You know, he could buy this little town with a small change.
He doesn't want London, does he?
No, he wants an atom bomb. And you know something else? I think he's going to get one.
My name's Adam Kane, Kane, Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
Desert Flower. Right, gentlemen, we might get down to business.
Hey, Brad. There's tea outside.
Who is there?
Yeah, if you let the trolley go past, there's none left by the time it gets back.
Mr. Badgerman?
Yeah?
Would you like a cup of tea?
Well, sure. If there's some coffee, I'd...
Oh, dear, I'm afraid. Adam, be a good fellow. Ah, lovely. Yes, I really think they're getting better at it.
About Barry?
Oh, yes. The question of the kingdom of Barry.
We saw him last night in a Kendall Hotel. Did you know he owned that place?
Yes, in the papers. The question is, Mr. Badgerman, just how accurate is your information?
Well, the CIA has been known to make mistakes.
That wasn't what I asked you.
Barry has bought two nuclear reactors, right? Reactors make plutonium. I mean, that's their waste product. The basis of a simple nuclear device is plutonium. All he needs is a little hardware, a good scientist or two, and he's got a bomb.
Awful thought.
Well, it had to happen sooner or later. The CIA has projected the possibility for years.
But there are some ifs, as I see it. He still needs a capable scientist.
Uh-huh. And that is what we think he's doing in England.
What?
Shopping for a scientist.
Surely not.
Why not? They're all underpaid. Even if they are the best brains in the world, it's a perfect place to go shopping if you've got the loot.
So, you see, I cannot let the king out of my sight. He's going to find a scientist one day. One day soon.
Adam?
Yeah?
I think you should give Mr. Badgerman all the help he needs. I'll clear it with Devonish. We can't have those people playing with atom bombs, can we?
Look, it's none of my business, but that guy you work for...
Spencer Dickens.
Yeah, is he, you know, I mean...
Oh, he's all there, all right. Nothing wrong with that brain. Just works in a funny way from time to time.
You get on with him?
He could say that we understand one another. He thinks he's the boss, and I let him go on thinking that. Suits us both.
Hey, look where you're going.
What?
The king's car. You're supposed to be following him.
Relax.
He's taking the road to Heathrow.
That's right.
You don't think he's...
You bring your passport, Badgerman. We might have to do a bit of traveling.
Yeah, you were right. His car is fleeing. He's filed a flight plan. Here.
Hang on. Viv, you there?
I thought we'd been cut off.
Sorry, listen. We need air tickets and traveling money.
What?
His nibs is about to take off. You still want him followed?
Yes, of course, but where to?
Switzerland. Badgerman's getting us tickets on a commercial flight. Only we need money.
It'll be there.
So, I'll send you a postcard. I hope he sticks to his flight plan.
Yeah, I think he will.
What makes you so sure?
Because I think I know why he's going to Geneva.
You wanted me?
You see the Khalid here next to me.
Huh?
You know this man? We can trust him.
Dr. Jennings is a fine scientist.
I do not question that.
He will be expensive, but all men have their price, Father.
So I have discovered. But that does not concern me. Why should a man make weapons for me, such weapons? Surely there is fear of what will happen.
I think you will find that Dr. Jennings is a very remarkable man. During the last World War, he held a very high post in the German army.
You did not tell me this.
It is a fact that this Dr. Jannings has hidden from the world. You see, he has changed his name, his face, and his nationality. But for a few thousand dollars, his secret was open to me. We have a lever, Father.
Good, good. You're a fine son to me, Harriet. I will rest now.
Jannings.
Dr. Jannings. Knows more about the atom bomb than any dozen scientists in the world.
What's he doing in Switzerland, then? They don't use the bomb, do they?
He worked in the States, Manhattan Project. But we had a nasty feeling about him. Couldn't put a finger on it. He lost his security clearance. Couldn't work in the States anymore. Works here now, in Geneva. Breeds isotopes for a medical firm. He does all right.
The King's been in there for a long time.
Yeah, I think they got a lot to talk about.
Go here, Your Highness.
Thank you.
Your father...
The car will take him to the hotel.
Good.
I have said that we have details to discuss.
You suppose?
Yes, the details that he would be very interested to hear.
You're very sure, Khalid. This is a great risk we are all taking.
But worth it.
That I do not deny. But I have no desire to be killed. I have survived a great deal. There was no need to tell your father about my past.
It was necessary. He would not accept that you would make us a bomb. I had to tell him.
In any case, it does not matter.
No, of course not. Kumann knows that very soon, Kumann will be dead.
And I can trust the new king of Paris, can I not?
With your life, Dr. Jannings.
Connie?
Boys.
In the car. The king's car.
No car lead.
You noticed.
So, where's the king's son?
Still up there in Yanning's house, I suppose. Why?
He's a nasty bit of work, that car lead.
That's not our secret. Well, what next?
I thought you were the boss.
I do run out of ideas. Thing is, we need to know when they're leaving.
You think they'll take Jannings to Bari?
He's not going to make those bombs here, is he?
Morning.
Who are you? You are English?
That's right. Sorry, am I trespassing?
Yes. He will not bite unless I tell him to.
Nice dog, Prince.
What are you doing here?
Well, I want to get a better view of the lake. I just climbed up here. Didn't see no fence or nothing. I'll go.
Oh, there is no need, really. It is a very fine view.
Your place, is it?
My father's.
Lovely.
Yes.
Like you.
It is not necessary to flatter. I like to share my view of the lake. That is all.
Yeah, of course.
Since I will not have the view for very long.
You're going away?
Yes. Tomorrow. We are leaving.
Oh, that's a pity. But you'll be back.
I don't know. Perhaps. If you will excuse me now. Come, please.
Yeah. Hang about. Look, I don't even know your name.
It does not matter, since we will not meet again. Stay here as long as you like. The view is better when the sun begins to set.
Her name's Ulla. Short for Ulrich, I think. Nice looking girl.
Yeah.
You did all right. Tomorrow, Well, we can pick up our flight plan from the airport.
You want us to go there, Bari?
Like I said, he's not going to make the bombs here.
I'd rather he didn't make them at all.
So that's what we're going to Bari for. To stop him. Feel like a drink?
You are comfortable, Miss Yanni?
Thank you.
Do you mind if I sit here with you?
If you wish.
You see, it is a very splendid aircraft. It lacks nothing. Anything you wish, I have only to ring this bell.
I need nothing, thank you.
Ah, a pity.
Sorry?
You do not like me, Miss Yanni.
I hardly know you.
I am a friend of your father's. A very good friend.
So you have said.
I would like to be your friend as well. Are you sure there is nothing I can get you?
Nothing, thank you.
You see, Miss Jannings, we are going to a country that will be very strange to you. My country. It is very strange by your standards. I venture to suggest that you will need all the friends you can get.
My father is going to work for you. Not me.
Of course. I am a prince of Bari. My father, the supreme ruler. Supreme. Do you understand that? Good. I would like to be your friend very much. It will pay you to like me, even just a little. It will pay you and your father. I am sure you are not a stupid woman. My religion forbids that I touch alcohol, but we have some very fine French champagne on board. Allow me to order you a bottle. It will give me great pleasure to watch you drink it, Miss Yannix.
So this is Bart.
Yeah, it was your idea to come here.
Oh, come on, you needed the sun, Adam.
So, what happens now?
I was sort of hoping you wouldn't ask, Adam. Hey, you got on very well with that girl, didn't you?
What, girl?
No, what?
I met her once.
Yeah, once is all it takes. Maybe she'll be glad to see you again.
And maybe she won't.
Come on, Adam, it's not asking much.
Boy, Carly fancies her.
So? He doesn't know you're a wife.
Do me a favor. They're not all stupid. In a place like Bari, they know we're here.
So what? We're accredited diplomats.
Just like every other spy in the place. We're not fooling them. All right. I'll phone her.
No need.
What?
She's right here, in the market.
Benjamin,
that's why I brought you here. Looks better that way, sort of bumping into people by accident. Happy surprise for everybody.
Oh, I wish you'd let me do things my way.
There she is.
I see. And she's not alone.
Oh.
I told you I had a nasty feeling about Prince Carly. They look very cozy.
Yeah, but it's our only chance. We've got to know what they're doing.
Right. You get over with Carly first, and I'll see what I can do.
Hold everything. This looks like trouble.
You!
I thought you said he didn't know we were alive.
You, two men, come with me.
Yeah, just a second.
You are both under arrest. My men would enjoy to kill you. Come.
I know nothing about them.
Perhaps not.
An Englishman and an American, you say. Why should I know about them?
They are Secret Service agents. My men are sure of this. They say they are diplomats, but they arrived when we did, from Geneva.
I do not know them.
Miss Yannis?
Of course not. She names me nothing. What will you do with them?
It is no concern of yours.
But if they are diplomats, you cannot keep them in prison.
I have told you once before that this country is not the same as yours, Miss Yannis. And it would pay you to save your concern for your own family.
What do you mean?
Your father.
How? Now listen, Khalid.
And for the time being, I think it would be advisable if you address me by my title. In Bari, I am known as Your Royal Highness. Think about these men, Miss Yannis. And if you happen to remember anything, a previous meeting perhaps, it might be well if you told me about it.
Where's Badgerman?
Don't worry about him.
You can't keep us here, you know. We're accredited diplomats.
Please, I am not a child.
Doesn't matter what you think. It's down there on my passport. You can kick me out of the country, but you can't hold me in prison.
You are not in London now, Mr. Kane. Our laws are not the same as yours. You are a spy, Mr. Kane. You do not even attempt to deny it.
What's the point? You've made up your mind?
Good. Now you will tell me what you know about Dr. Yannings and his daughter. You were about to meet her in the marketplace.
She hasn't got anything to do with anything.
Perhaps.
Oh, come on, Carlin. We know what your old man and you are up to.
Ah.
You think you're going to get away with it?
You will stop her.
If not me, someone else. The West won't let you. Not to mention the other side.
Perhaps you are all too late.
Oh, come on. You've got the plutonium, but Yannings only got here yesterday. Takes longer than that to build a bomb.
How strange. We are not talking about the same thing at all.
Eh?
After all, you know nothing. Nothing.
Here. Hang on, Charlie. Where's Badgerman?
Alive. But not for very much longer. The world is changing, Mr. Kane. Even in Bari.
Hey!
I have called for you. I sent a message. Where have you been?
There have been matters to attend to.
Where is this man, Yannings? When will he have the bomb for us?
In time. There is no need to trouble yourself, Father.
I have plans. The army must be made ready.
They are always ready.
Khalid, as soon as we have that bomb, we will attack. In a week, Bari will be master of Middle East.
Yes, Father.
Listen to me, Khalid. You will inherit the greatest nation on earth. Does that not excite you?
Immeasurably, Father.
here. The book says they do nasty things. Right on time. Well, they still feed us. Oh, not a stuffed trout again, Ahmed. I told you, I didn't want that much again. So, take it back. Remember, Ahmed, the customer's always right. Badgerman, I hope you're fit, because we got to do a bit of running.
Well, are you satisfied?
Yeah, it looks all right.
Everything has been built to your exact specifications, Doctor. Everything we spoke about, you see?
Yeah. And you have the plutonium?
As much as you need, all in those containers.
Properly screened?
Yes.
Excellent.
How long will the bomb take?
My friend, if you have followed my directions to the letter...
Of course.
...then you already must have a most potent nuclear weapon.
Good.
But... You will not use it.
I hope not.
You promised. It was part of our agreement.
Our agreement concerned money, Dr. Jennings. I paid you a fortune, not so?
Yeah, but...
Because I needed a nuclear weapon. I paid for it. What I do with it is my business.
The consequences, if you...
My father thinks we are making a bomb to conquer the Middle East. He does not know that I have a bomb to conquer him. You have no need to fear, Doctor. If you remain loyal to me, then you will be allowed to leave Barry with your money. That is what you want, isn't it?
And my daughter?
Ah, yes. Your daughter.
She will live with me, of course.
That is another matter.
Khalid?
You have no ambition for her. Would you not like to see her a queen? Queen of the richest king in the history of the world? Think about it, Jennings.
Hey, slow down.
Don't be daft. They're after us.
And where are we going?
Find that girl.
Too late for that.
No, it's not. It's too late for all of us if we don't find her.
You've lost me.
Don't talk, Benjamin. Run.
There you are.
Father?
The world seeks for you, but you choose to hide.
No, I do not hide.
Where have you been? There is an emergency.
So?
The men you arrested, the Englishman and the American, they have escaped. They are free.
Oh.
It does not concern you?
Not now. They are of no importance. It is too late.
They will tell their government that we are making a bomb. Then they will stop us. Our neighbors will invade
the world. There is already a bomb.
You are not... What did you say?
Dr. Jennings here has already made out a bomb. It is even now in the city.
Oh, wonderful, my dear fellow, wonderful.
It was made in secret weeks ago, Father, when I first saw Dr. Jennings in Geneva. Weeks before you knew that he existed.
Does not matter. I'm pleased. A bomb here in Paris. Now
you can do nothing, Father. The bomb was made for me, not for you.
Khalid!
There is a new king in Paris.
No.
Even now the tanks of the army are moving into the streets.
No. Doctor, tell him. Don't tell him. I have money. I will pay you.
Don't be ridiculous, Father. The money is mine. The country is mine. We are the richest. And now we have the bomb. And I am king.
No.
Since I cannot be king by law until you are dead.
Khalid, you said... said he would not be killed.
You have very high morals, Doctor, for a man who survived the machinations of Adolf Hitler. It will pay you to humor me, Doctor. We can do well together. Now, don't you think it's time to inform the future queen of Barry?
They brought out the army. The army came for us.
Nah.
Look at them. Tanks.
They're not after us. They don't chase two men with tanks.
Moving. That way.
To the palace.
Where we're going.
You know what I think?
It looks like a coup.
You could have waited.
That was my line.
Father.
My dear.
Tell her, Yannick.
Khalid is now the king.
I heard the gunshot.
There will be no more. The palace guard have joined us. There will be no more killing.
Your father.
He is dead.
Tell her, Jennings.
I have said you are...
Your king. Majesty.
Your Majesty.
The rest. I want you to tell her.
Father.
Ulla. Khalid. His Majesty wishes that you marry him. Ulla. Of course, I cannot make you do this, but... Think what it will mean to you. To us.
Do not say anything yet, my dear. I will leave you to think. I want you to take this and think. Come, Yanni.
Ulla.
Khalid! Nasty man. Here, give us a hand, will you? Come on, Badger. So, have. Here, you dropped something.
That's a diamond.
That what he gave you?
Where did you come from? You said you were in prison.
We were. Blimey. That a real diamond? That size.
He is rich.
He's also mad. Guimard's dead. The troops are on Carlid's side and he's got the bomb.
I will not marry him. I will never marry him.
That's a nice thought, love, but it's not going to help.
I don't know how he got that bomb together so quickly.
We can worry about that later. First things first. Now he's got the flaming thing. What's he going to do with it?
No, you cannot.
Yes, that is the way it will be. My aircraft leaves in half an hour. The bomb will be dropped on Tel Aviv. Then the whole Middle East will erupt into war whilst I wait. And the smoke clears. Whoever has won will have to deal with Barry, with us. It will be easy.
No, please, Harriet, think.
I have thought for years. It is a perfect plan. The plane stands ready. All I have to do is lift this telephone.
No!
Oh, what do you think you're going to do?
Move away from him! Yannick, stop you!
He has a knife! No, please!
Blimey. I did not mean to. I did not see his knife. He's
done himself in. Tried to stick Yannick's and did himself in.
Well, it saved me shooting a king. Would have been a first for me. What about you, Kane? Kane, what do you say?
I say we clear up the mess and go home.
Can you imagine the effects of a nuclear weapon on Tel Aviv?
I'd rather not.
He was mad, of course. Are you sure he stabbed himself?
Yeah, that's what happened. Look, if we'd had to shoot him, we would have. But we didn't have to.
And how on earth did you manage to get out again? The palace is full of soldiers.
You know what coups are like?
No, I don't.
Well, they're like parties. Once the hard bit's over, once they've been won or lost, the side that wins opens up the pub.
You mean they were all... The soldiers were all drunk?
Most of them.
Good heavens.
We put on a couple of uniforms and joined the party. The girl didn't like it much, but he saved her life.
And Jennings? What happened to him?
In Geneva. You want to do anything about him?
What can we do?
True. I don't think he'll do anything silly again.
Where's Badgerman, by the way?
Waiting in the pub downstairs.
No, it's only 3 p.m.
Yeah, but the coup's over. Well, didn't you notice?
Cheers, Viv.
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.